Klamem, we're up to ice tests. A halacha, which seems to be very distant from our world, but actually is the subject of some intense discussion, as we'll see. The animal has its main stomach, called the keva, which has in it, as everybody's stomach has, enzymes that break down the food that a person has. Those enzymes in the keva are also used to cause milk to curdle and turn into cheese. We call that rennet. So the rennet, without I think without the R, rennet is the name. Rennet is. So the issue of the milk that you find in the keva was discussed before. Tess talks about the Ar HaKeva itself. That is the skin. It's not really skin. Skin is on the outside of the body, but the call it the flesh, the lining of the lining of the keva itself. Ar HaKeva ishar b'nei ma'ayim. If one is to take the ar of a keva of a of such an animal, and presumably it's treif, we're taking from a nevela, shemiyavshon. Or from the intestines, shemiyavshon achashenimlechu achinasin keitz. The thing here is that it's salted. Salt draws out the moisture from the arakeva, and after salting it, it's dried. It's dried in the sun or over a fire, and the result is it's like a piece of wood, just like a leather belt. It doesn't seem to be something a person could eat. So here we're talking about an arakeva, which has been turned into something which doesn't look like food. It doesn't taste or look like food. And now, the enzyme properties, the chemical properties are still there. So you want to now fill that up with milk, and that will cause, if you leave the milk there, it'll cause it to curdle. So it says mutter, that's permitted. Damachshin is yabesh kol kach. Who kaitz ba'alma? Once it's dried, it turns into wood. Ve'ibar lachluchis basa klal, and it doesn't have any taste or moisture of milk, of meat. And therefore, once it dries, it's permitted. Makamak and lechatchila layasekain. Nevertheless, it's not something that we do lechatchila. It's not something that we do preferably. Nirali do adin lahame by gavinais. I'm sorry?
Meat is not cooked, yes?
Meat, there's no difference if it's cooked or not cooked. The kosher or not kosher has nothing to do with being cooked. Okay, being cooked is not the issue. Venerally, hu adin lahame by gavina is lachatchila also b'di evad mutter. Before he talked about storing the milk there, he says lahame by gavina is, I'm not sure what the second process is, lachatchila also b'di evad mutter. So what he seems to be saying is that the ikra din the would be that once it's dried it's okay, and nevertheless the lechatchila we don't use, and it's always hard to know how strict the lechatchila is. So this has two.
We say lechatchila we don't use it. We don't use because it's
because there are rishayim that would hold that it's also so lechayshus for those rishayim. That's basically what it is. You take just the enzyme itself, without the meat. You take the enzyme itself and you make it. Now, there are a couple of issues here. One issue has to do with many of the things that they make today. Probably the most common are the gelatin capsules, which are common. I think you go antibiotics into a store, you get them in gelatin capsules. The capsules, they look like plastic. They're actually made out of trefa gelatin. And we certainly wouldn't eat it if somebody wanted it for the calories. We wouldn't eat this type of thing. And the question is, on what basis people are makel? I think most people are makel. People who are more so here. I personally don't use it. Their palm didn't use it. They sell veggie caps in the stores. Many people cover it with veggie caps. But obviously most people use it. The stores, the pharmacies here have them. I should mention they have the soft gel caps. Those are straight treif. The gel is edible, chewable. And those, I don't know why they're in the kosher pharmacies. in the pharmacies in the Jewish neighborhood. But I'm talking about the old-fashioned capsules. So the tzad kula is really this kula. That here you have something which is nesiabish kates, or it's like wood, it's like plastic. But if you didn't know it was gelatin, you would think it's plastic. You look at the capsule, obviously it's not plastic. You want it to dissolve in the stomach. So, it's made out of gelatin. But the heter would seem to be based on this heter that we have here. Now what's interesting is that in the Shulchan Aruch it says this rule, the rule that we're reading here is actually in the Ramah. He says, Miavshin Aitzim, and that's like Aitz, Malaysachav Mutter. The Ramah says straight out that it's permitted. The Ramah allows something that's dried ke'etz. But he's talking about the keva, about the stomach, or the intestines. The Pisrei Tshuva brings a dispute as to whether that applies to real meat, as opposed to stomach lining. Avobasa Yavish ke'etz, Aser. He brings a Berheitev who says that meat, which is dried, is Aser. V'hu adin ara keva bebishol, the Nisrachech, would be the same thing. The Prima Gadim. That's what he calls in the Prima Gadim, that this heter does not apply to meat. And here he brings a disagreement. I don't think you're gonna enjoy this. He talks about the eye of an animal that's popped out and dries out. I don't know why they better eat the eye of an animal. But he brings from the Sefer Lechabaponimu who disagrees. And he brings basically a dispute, a long dispute on the topic. Obviously, it was something that was very nogeya. So the issue of whether something that's dried, something that starts off as real meat and dries is permitted, becomes something of an issue. There's a concept of achshavei. Achshavei means if you have something which is not osur because it's not edible, and you have a person who likes it. He goes and he takes it. To him, it's good. So that's called achshavei. He gave it a chashivus and has a din of food to him, to that person. Ramesha writes in a tshuva that achshavei is limited to someone who consumes it as food. In other words, let's say you have dried out meat of some sort, or you have somebody who likes these plastic capsules. He just takes the capsule and chews them. He likes them. So such a person is certainly also. Achshavei means to him it's food. Ramesha writes, it's only if a person takes it as food. If a person takes it as medication, that's not achshavei. He's not considering it a food. He's taking a medicine. If for medicinal reasons he has to take something that's not edible, he would take that also. So Ramesha writes, he's not writing about these capsules in particular, but he writes in general that something that is not edible, no normal person would eat it, and you're taking it for medical reasons, that it's not, that there's no iser that you're allowed to take it. When do you say batel daite eitzel koladim? That's a good question. I don't know. But here, Ramash saying a kula. Now Ramash says that even on Pesach, when you have non-edible chametz derivatives that are medicines. Now, when you have a liquid medicine that has a good taste, so that's also obviously it's edible, and it has to be kosher Pesach or kosher all year round. But that applies to everything. Medicine, people think medicine doesn't have to be kosher. Tablets that have no taste don't have to be kosher. Robitussin's tray has glycerin. But the things that are pills that are tablets. So Ramesh is writing that's the heter that it doesn't have to be kosher. I assume that's what the oil is samach on, to take the gel capsules, because of the fact that nobody would eat it. Nobody would eat these capsules. They seem to be a piece of plastic. And that's the reason that they're permitted. So this is it's interesting. The source comes from left field. It comes from an arkeva, which today we don't even think about. We never saw a keva or deal with it. What's interesting is there's a dispute about cheesemakers. It's a very long Pesach Tshuva. It's not the longest, but one of the longest in Yoredeya. The question is, if you have a situation where you have a dried keva, which is mutimikra adin, and it says, l'chatchila, don't do it. how much of an emergency does it have to be? In other words, l'chatchila you're supposed to do it, it's a chumrah, but it's not me'ikar adin. How far does that go? In particular, they bring here an interesting story from the Chasam Sofer. He writes the following, I'll read what it says, without the technical pieces, and then I'll tell you where this is a discussion. He brings the Chasam Sofer, Saifa, Oides ben Torah Echad, the Dechite Leishaita, Vein Parnasasai, Kim Yasias Givinais. He was a Rebbe ben Torah who doesn't have Parnasa, and he's in the cheese business, in the cheese making business. Umavakesh Lahamsi Loi Heter, he's looking, he's shopping around for a heter, Lahamir Acholov Ba'or Keva. He wants to have a heter to do this, to take the Or Keva, Ki Hamada Bekeva Beloi Or, because to put it in the stomach without the lining of the stomach, Kakalag Venus, is not good. Gam Tzorach Zman Rav, it takes a long time. V'zeh Maseyu, and then he goes through a description of how the keva is prepared. And the sefer at the end was matir for him. He was mitzarif certain coolness, but he was matir that if there's no moisture in it, that it becomes permitted. So he was matir certainly b'shas al-chak. And the old dispute is when it's a shas al-chak for a manufacturer, and I'm buying it, why am I buying it? It doesn't matter if I have a shas al-chak. So I'm going to buy his to me. It's not a shasat chak. For me, it's Epsom Aruba. But I'm the customer. Why is he selling it to me with a hasher? That's an old dispute. Some sefer and his son-in-law, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, quarreled about it in Hilchos Treifos. And it's a hot issue. It comes up. It comes up in businesses where they have shaylus. And the shaylus that Shulchan Aruch says, it's Epsom Aruba, it's mutter. It's mutter. I remember in the 80s, the tumult over the cheese. Over the milk, whether certain milk was treif or not. Remember, there was a time in the summer that for 2 weeks no one was drinking milk. You remember that? Just the puncturing their stomach, yeah. So I remember, and they came then, Rebelski went to Rav Palm, because Rebelski didn't want to, on his own, especially then, he was quite a bit younger. This goes probably in the mid 80s. So, how old was Rebelski in his 40s? So he went to Rav Palm, sir. They told Rav Palm that the Ha'olam Miller company has well over $1 million worth of cheese aging, and it's Epsom Aruba. And Rav Palm was maskim. The maskim said, he wasn't maskim to the heter moving forward, but he was maskim to the heter of Epsom Aruba. So, what Rav Palm was telling me about it, I was wondering, why am I eating this stuff? I don't even like cheese, you know. My wife brings it. Someone say a piece of cheese. Yeah, well, how much cheese do I like? And it was all the cheese at that. All the cheese made from regular cow's milk as opposed to goat's milk. From regular cow's milk. So, what? Is Hefzim Aruba the same as Shas Hadchak? Well, they typically overlap. What? No, what should I tell you? You know, if everyone's going to say, I'm not going to eat it, so what are they going to do with the cheese? It's not going to help them very much that they have a heter. Like Mr. Holum, he's going to eat cheese for the rest of his life from this $1 million worth of cheese. He'll make a chasna, he's going to serve cheese.
Like, let's say you make it for one person, that person at the market. Can he eat it? So for the market, it's absolute movement. But for him, so he wants to facilitate the heter for his friend.
For Palm felt, you know, it obviously also depends on how much of a heter it is. You know, obviously, if it's a forced heter, is one thing, and if it's a broader heter, it's something else. In the case of the milk, it was shavis derabanan. Because even though the milk of a treif animal is treif, it's batel b'raiv. Milk, kosher milk, and treif milk is min b'mina. It's batel b'raiv, and most animals are not treif. Shabbat Rabbanon, it's a little easier to be Megal. So that was the Chol Yisrael companies have it, but the regular milk companies don't have it. And before they were aware of it, nobody had these lists. Anyway, this is it's just an example of where you had something that once existed. Today, nobody, I don't think anybody uses the Arakeva. Today they have, they have artificial rennet. Rennet, all the cheesing agents are artificial. And, as far as I know, and it doesn't even come up, but still, that's the derech of halacha, is that from one end, it comes to another. It'd be the gelatin marshmallows, yeah. But you see, there it's edible, it's tasty. So it's, yeah, that's what I was
initially.
Shemanida made fish gelatin, but it was never so popular.
No, it wasn't fish.
It was fish gelatin. Oh, he made it at one point for meat. They were macabre, but it wasn't so. They didn't do it again.
Didn't sell. But it was mutter.
Yeah. Okay.
They made it from bones. Is that possible?
Yeah. That's the tzad heter. That's made from bones that are dried out.
We're talking for so long. Because
he thought it would be popular.
What?
Because he thought it would be popular. Yeah.
He wore the fish show, and no one knows the difference. That's the reason.
That's because we never ate real gelatin marshmallows, so we think this is just as good. If you eat the other type, you see that.
We had a person in my hotel that gave a heter on regular gelatin. And he said, we can't put him in this hotel, let's train him.
At any rate, okay. You know, I told you I once had some about shuva at my table. Somebody was talking about this fake bacon. If it's, is it right to eat it? Not bacon bits. They sell it. So this guy said, what are you talking? It doesn't taste anything like bacon. This guy's about shuva. So bacon is delicious. It's tasty. It's tender. He tells, and my boys are looking at him like, chazer is delicious. They couldn't understand. I know in my house we never have spoiled milk, so I don't know. We used to love Israel. I don't know. I honestly don't know. We never have sour milk in my house. And we're only we're four people in my house.
It depends how it was produced. Golden Flow's milk for sure will last.
Do they ship from a bigger distance? You have to watch the dates. All right, I'm not Makabel Lashon Hara here. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. And anyway, let's go on to Yud. You shecht an animal and you find milk in the stomach. How did it get there? Come on, you guys are smart enough for this. What, the animal drank milk before you shechted it, right? You shecht an animal and you find milk in the stomach. You take it out right away and you're allowed to use it. Hakeva charev v'chametz. The stomach, the milk you find in the stomach is very bitter. It's like when someone vomits, you get the food with the enzymes. It's very bitter. The stomach, the milk that's in the fourth stomach of the animal is already so mixed with the stomach enzymes that it's very, very bitter. It's good to use to put in other milk and make cheese. Because it's so broken down. So, chalav akeva chorif v'chametz. It's very bitter. Sherim amidin boy. You see, you could use it to make other cheese. Now, well, the problem is this. The halacha is, if you leave something cold in a container for 24 hours, it's kavush, it becomes treif. But something that's chametz, something that's bitter, and you leave it in a container, we say even cold, it takes bleus out in a shorter period of time, 18 minutes or thereabouts. So therefore, we take the milk out of the keva. B'di'evet, it's not mutter unless it's in the stomach at the time you salt it. And it's salted, they salt the keva to draw out the blood. And if there's milk in there, then that's going to be belay. And that shir sheitin aleish, a very tricky shir. It says, if you leave, forgetting for a minute about the keva, you have a milchik, somebody puts chicken soup in a plastic container, that's milchik. It's cold. Does it become treif? So the halacha is, if you leave it there 24 hours, it's kavush, it becomes treif, if it's a ben yayma. But if it's something that's sharp, if you put whiskey, in a container, then it absorbs taste much more quickly. How much time? The amount of time shi'itnu ala arvi is vashal. The amount of time that if you put this on a fire, it would cook. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Now it's puzzling, because it would seem if you have a plastic fleishik container and it's holding whiskey, so the whiskey is going to become fleishik, right? So how many minutes? As much as you cook it. So something illogical here. If you have 1 inch of schnapps, it would cook in 3 minutes. And if it's full, it would cook in half an hour. So there's something wrong with the expression achiiten ala orvi arsiach. It's not logical. If we have more schnapps there, it's slower to take out the blias than if you have a small amount. So there's a tremendous amount of discussion over this period of time. I think the Chochmas Adam says 18 minutes. It's not belayed till 18 minutes. The Ashurim is as low as 6 minutes, from 6 to 18 minutes in how long it's belayed. Even like the Ramah who holds that it doesn't have to be very salted, it's always balaya. Many paiskim hold that's found in the stomach doesn't have a din of milk, it has a din of waste product. I feel like salu. Vagamu milsa drabana. They derech bishul. It's not real basa b'cholav. Yeshahatu b'diyevet. Elam ke nimlach she'ene nechol. Only if it's heavily salted, b'shar k'day, shir k'vishas b'tzir, the amount of time of kavush by something sharp, I feel lein nimach kalal, oshos habei meisleis. If it stays 24 hours in the keva, have a kavush v'asa lahamid by, then it's awesome. Okay, this again doesn't come up that much. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow from Yud Aleph in Mitzvah.